This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, May 18th here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer has gone off to the hinterlands, and Victoria and I are left to fend for ourselves, which we are certainly capable of doing, turning our attention to the number of people because of the COVID, because of what's happening to businesses. I think this is one of the most perilous things about the whole problem that we're facing. The number of people, you've heard me talk before about suicides on the farm. Mm-hmm. We know what a problem suicides have been for people who have been in the service. But now, small business owners committing suicide by the hundreds. And it just is it is for people who have spent their entire lives building a business, and we hear all the guff from the government, oh, it's the backbone of America, yada, yada. Well, some people have tried to get government assistance through the PPP and other SBA programs and have been turned down. Oftentimes, depending on the banks, you get favorable treatment, and people who just can't seem to survive, and they put their life, their sweat, their blood, everything into a business that fails and looks like it can't rebound. A lot of people think the only way out is to commit suicide. So we have number of new hotline numbers. What's the status of some of these hotlines, Victoria?
Well, so the Senate, then obviously with everything going on with COVID news, this kind of didn't get a lot of headlines last week, but I think it's a very important story to tell. The Senate unanimously approved the new National Suicide Hotline Designation Act. And this creates a new nationwide three-digit number. So we have 911, and now for the new suicide hotline number, we have 988. And so under this new bill, callers who reach out in a time of need just have to call 988 as opposed to the 800 number that's currently in use. Now, that 800 number, 800-273-TALK, that is still going to remain in place, but 988 is so much easier for people to remember, especially if you are, you know, if you're with a loved one who is having suicidal thoughts, or if you are someone who needs to talk to someone. Just being able to dial 988 is a game changer, just like 911 has been. And so the bill also funds local crisis centers, which have seen, like you mentioned, have seen an increase in call volume. We talk about veterans have such a high suicide rate, and farmers and people in rural areas do as well. LGBTQ youth, also one of the highest, and minorities too. So this is, I think this is a really good thing. And again, whenever the Senate unanimously does something, then you know, especially in this political climate, it's a problem, and you know that it's something that everyone can get behind as a solution. And so now the bill, they said that the bill, according to the FCC, the bill will cost $570 million for the first year, and then $175 million for the second year, and that's going to go towards the call centers, public awareness campaigns, things like that. They obviously want to make sure that with the 988, just like 911, there's an infrastructure that needs to be expanded behind the scenes. And so that's mm-hmm. where that money will have to go. And so now this bill, the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act, it heads to the House of Representatives. And I can't imagine that there, if it passed the Senate unanimously, I'm hoping that it goes right through the House as well. And so currently, like I said, if you do have any issues, the crisis line to call is 800-273-TALK. And so hopefully 988 will be implemented really soon.
Well, the number of bankruptcies because of what's going on with the COVID hitting smaller businesses, and this is what brings people around to thinking they have no choice, they have no options. But it's not just small businesses that are filing. JCPenney filed over the weekend, 118-year-old store, department store. They're a victim completely of the coronavirus. They have accrued $4 billion in debt and now transfer control to its lenders. They'll restructure the company. They'll close a lot of stores down. And so then what happens? Chapter 11, they're not going to go out of business. 13, I think, is the one you use to go out of business.
I wonder if they're going to be bought by someone else. Because the brand, just as a brand awareness, you know, J. Crew filed and then Neiman Marcus filed last week.
Yeah, you buy up the name. Yeah.
Yeah, because JCPenney stores, well, malls are just basically going to be obsolete anyway, which I've been saying for, you know, a number of years. But, you know, if you look at it, if you walk into, there's a local mall near me, Macy's is gone, so that's just gates in front of the door. Lord and Taylor's gone, gates in front of that side. So every department store that anchors a mall, like the structure of a mall, every department store, now JCPenney, that's going to be bars on that door, too. What's the point of going to a mall? It's going to be depressing. There's nothing open.
So this is the guilty parties in this have wrought all of this on us, the world, not just Americans, but around the world. And the thing that disturbs me more, I read and understand what's going on, why it is that the world seems to be so slow in going after the Chinese government. It's pathetic, frankly. Whatever it is it all about power and financial? You know, we see ourselves, the president, thank heavens, is saying we must prioritize drugs being made in America, and that's good. We need to be stronger than that, just prohibit them from being made in, you don't want to make them here? Fine. Make them in France or make them in Israel or make them someplace, but no more Chinese business. We have to be much stronger and firmer in that department, it seems to me, than I hear us being, at least to this point. And I've said this many times. I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't take a pledge to do everything in his or her power to incentivize bringing all businesses back to America from China. All of them. Everything. So I'm wondering, because the New York Stock Exchange is opening up today, reopening the trading floor, Victoria, or at least I guess they're doing it later. Is it a week from today? Maybe it's not today. Maybe it's a week.
I think it's
today.
Next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the floor has been shut down. How many stocks are traded on the New York Stock Exchange that are Chinese? And what do we do about them? Why do we have, every country has its own stock market. So what do we do? This is, if you don't realize what devastation has been wrought on us, I've used that word twice now in the last minute and a half, but we, you know, these people need to be thrown out of doing business. They just have to. You have to stop doing business with them in order for them to get the message. Why should we be fomenting all of this? We're so angry with justification. We're hurt. We're sick. We're all of these things, and it all comes from that lab in China. And not only the laboratory, but the way the Chinese government handled it, they knew in October there was going to be a huge problem and didn't do anything about it until February. They didn't say anything, and they're still lying through their rotten teeth about the numbers and what's happening. And you heard the story on Friday. We were talking about it here, of how they're welding doors shut on large apartment complexes and boarding up doors and windows on individual homes so people can't get out. This is what you're dealing with. I mean, it's like going back to the Middle Ages. And so people get their food through the window. Then they dole it out to you as they deem fit. Well, this is what we're dealing with here. So by the time we're done with it, we've got a bleak, we're strong enough to survive, at least in the main, but a lot of people won't make it through because of what we were just talking about, whether it's their businesses go out of business or they get sick because of the virus, they commit suicide, whatever it is. We've never seen anything like this, certainly in our lifetime. Never.
And well, part of the problem, though, is supply and demand. And as long as the Chinese are able to make goods cheaper than they can here, they are going to stay in business, and we will continue to see made in China on every label. Yep. You know, and
then we need to look at ourselves.
All the time.
You're going to create your own demise. You keep doing this with these people, and they will come out on top sooner or later. You keep giving them money. You keep doing business. You keep trading with them. You're the cause. You look in the mirror. You want to know what the problem is? You're the problem. Exactly. You are the problem. As long as you keep buying Chinese goods and you can say, well, I got to have this, I got to have that. Who says you got to have it? Why do you need three cars? Okay? I mean, it's not my business. You can drive three cars, great. But how much stuff in one or two of those cars comes out of China? If not all, something in all the cars that are made comes out of China.
Well, it's not just that. It's, you know, everyone has a TV in every room.
Yeah.
And that's, and right. You know.
All made in China?
All, yeah. And if the TV itself isn't made there, all the chipsets are. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. And, you know, that's why I said it's easy to say, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, everything, let's get everything out of China. It's just, it's so ingrained in our supply chain. It's like if you know, all the ladies.
But it had to go there. It had to start.
All the ladies
someplace.
Will get this. If you've ever had a tiny, delicate necklace and it gets all knotted up and you sit there for hours and hours and hours trying to detangle your necklace, it's like that times a million. And that's how so ingrained the Chinese.
And they've worked at it and we've fallen for it lock, stock, and barrel.
Well, it's not that we've fallen for it, we've chosen it. That's
well,
the
that's
problem. We have to take responsibility. Yeah. We've chosen
absolutely.
It. You and I yep. love Shark Tank, but that's the every time some mom and pop comes on there with a great idea. Well, right now we're making it in our garage in Wisconsin, and the first thing that all the sharks say, well, you know, I could take it overseas, and I've got all the supply chain already ready to go, and they're all going to make millions, and they do. And so as long as you can continue to keep making millions of dollars by shipping stuff overseas, that's the real problem. That's the root of the problem.
It is. You're right about that. Speaking of the root of the problem, pretty much now we all know that vitamin D receptors are everywhere in our body. Proof that vitamin D needs to be a part of what is in your body. You need it in your brain. You need it for the serotonin. It activates serotonin, which keeps your brain, keeps everything even, on an even keel. It's the secret weapon against viruses and germs. Helps regulate insulin levels. And we all know how important it is to our lung function. The studies that suggest vitamin D is linked to pretty much everything, and if you don't have enough of it, the mortality rate with COVID goes way up the scale. So let's, and this is not scare tactics, it's just truth. You know, it is what it is. So if you are looking at trying to figure out how to make yourself healthier and protect yourself, may I suggest that you go to purityd.com. PurityD.com. That's where you get the new Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D doctor formulated, clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus cofactors, the immune system benefits from magnesium, zinc, boron, potassium, selenium, all that stuff. Purity's best-selling Advanced D to get today, available at PurityD.com for $19.95, a one-month supply. With that, you get free shipping. That's the DJV code. The D in the PurityD.com is for DJV. PurityD.com. You'll get free shipping plus a 30-day supply of ultra-pure fish oil as well. No more deficiency in vitamin D. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Go to PurityD.com. Hurry. Supplies here are limited. PurityD.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
3-3.
Dance with me. There's Paul and the Beatles. The lady who first captured the Beatles, a lady named Astrid Kircher, came from Germany. She passed away over the weekend at the age of 81. The photographer died of a short serious illness, so people obviously are wondering, was it the coronavirus? Died in Hamburg a few days before turning 82. After attending performances by the Beatles, which at the beginning of their career was John, Paul, George, and Pete. Pete Best was the bassist. Well, no, he was the drummer, but the bassist. And the first fifth Beatle before it was Billy, Billy Preston, thank you. Stuart Sutcliffe was the fifth Beatle. They were performing in Hamburg, Germany, where she came from, in 1960. She convinced the band to accompany her to a fairground where those first photos, pretty iconic, were taken of this group of five, actually. They were all so young, she said. I was so different. I was a few years older than they were. I had my own flat, my own car, my own career. They hadn't met anybody like me before. The Beatles said in some ways I was more like a mother figure. After their initial meeting, Stuart Sutcliffe and Astrid Kirshner began a relationship and became engaged in November of 1960. By June of 61, Sutcliffe left the Beatles to attend the Hamburg College of Art, pursuing painting. However, Sutcliffe died of a cerebral hemorrhage in April of 62. He was only 21. Sutcliffe and Kirshner's relationship is the focus of the 1994 film Backbeat, about the Beatles' Hamburg days.
Kircher, that's actually a fun movie. You would probably really like that.
Yeah, I have not seen it. You're right, Victor.
Yeah,
I will
it's
go
a
look
fun
for
movie.
It. Yeah. Kircher is also credited with giving the Beatles their mop-top look. Astrid, George Harrison once said, Astrid was one of the people who influenced our image more than anybody else. Made us look different. Astrid noted that many German art students at that time, including her ex-boyfriend and longtime Beatles collaborator Klaus Voormann, already had that hairstyle. I never got that hairstyle. It was cute though, I thought. Didn't you think that was cute, the pictures of the early Beatles? with their mob top? Did you think it was cool?
I guess at the time it was really different. Like, to me, looking at it now, it doesn't, it just, you know, it doesn't seem shocking, but I guess maybe back then they were considered long-haired people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Kreischer was the photographer on A Hard Day's Night, that film that was made in 1964, and then 3 years later she married drummer Gibson Kemp, who was Ringo's replacement in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes after he went to the Beatles, that is, Ringo. Astrid also photographed the George Harrison portrait featured in 1968's Wonderwall Music, one of the last photographs she snapped before changing her profession to interior design. So very influential.
Can you imagine what those original photographs must be worth?
Oh, my God.
I can't even... Yeah. I wonder if they've ever gone to auction. At some point, I'm sure they have, but...
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, next up musically here at 26 after the hour on the DJV show, Cruises. Ah, let's see who's in the cruise business this year. Kiss, Kesha, Melissa Etheridge, and others postponing their cruises till next year because of the concern. The Kiss Cruise, Kesha's Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride 2, and the Melissa Etheridge Cruise 4, all put off till next fall, not this coming fall. New dates expected to land, looks like between mid-October and mid-November. All the cruises will depart from Miami. Those who can't make the rescheduled date, able to cancel and then get a, well, you can get either a credit for a future event or you get a full refund, right? And that's available through the end of August. Gene Simmons of Kiss said, as soon as this pandemic moves away like a cloudy day, we're going to come back and see you. We love you. Please stay safe. So I guess that's, you know, what you'd expect. Who else is wearing in New York? Everybody's getting that wish. Well, this answer is probably going to be in mourning anyway because of the death of her son. So that wouldn't be a great concert to go to at the moment. So that's just another, it's the sign of the times, folks. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
TopLoss.com. Make sure you use the promo code D.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Fed with a warning, but also encouragement as the nation slowly climbs back from a virtual coronavirus shutdown. Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy has clearly taken a hit and Americans are suffering, but he says there wasn't an alternative.
We're doing this to protect ourselves from the virus. And that means that when the virus outbreak is behind us, the economy should be able to recover.
Powell speaking there on 60 Minutes on CBS. An early tropical storm season in the Atlantic this year as Tropical Storm Arthur's outer rain bands are now near the North Carolina coast. The storm is southwest of Cape Hatteras, expected to move closer to the coast later today. Arthur has 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it could gain strength over the next few hours, but forecasters say it's going to veer eastward out to sea. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump calling into a PGA live event that did not feature fans yesterday and discussed the reopening of the country and how pro sports might be able to come back sooner than many people expect.
We want to get sports back. We miss sports. We need sports in terms of the psyche of our country.
The president speaking there on the Golf Channel. Getting arrested in Los Angeles might soon require you to get a coronavirus test. The Los Angeles Police Department wants to test everyone that they arrest for the virus. Chief Michael Moore says that would protect LAPD cops as well as the local jail populations in the middle of coronavirus outbreaks. Details are emerging about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was probing whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry and making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Back to coronavirus, Ford is expanding its testing for hourly and salaried workers. Employees who show symptoms will immediately be told to schedule a telemedicine appointment with a doctor, who will then order testing if necessary. Ford is reopening its plants around the nation today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Or maybe not. It's the DJV program. Hello. Victoria Keelan is here. We're holding hands and contacting all the living people that are out there. They want to know what's going on. And one of the things that's going on, one of the things that heralds the springtime, are the Triple Crown races, the runners, all the activity. I never could get, I don't even understand. What is it, a three-minute race?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like watching you going to Punxsutawney Phil's place in February to watch the woodchuck come out of the hole. Lasts about 13 seconds, and all this hoopla.
Groundhog.
Yeah, groundhogs, woodchucks, they're all the same. Anyway, so the Preakness has made an announcement, and what's that? What do we have to look forward to or not there?
Yeah, well, it is going to happen, but it's going to be in a very different time frame. So the 145th Preakness Stakes has been rescheduled for October 3rd, and it is it's the second leg of the Triple Crown. It's traditionally held at Pimlico Racecourse on the third Saturday in May, about 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby, but the of course, with everything that's going on with the, you know, COVID, everything's been rescheduled. So Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland He announced the new date, which will air on NBC, and that he announced it over the weekend. This is also going to follow. They're still going to keep the Triple Crown in order. So it will still be the Kentucky Derby will happen first, then the Preakness on October 3rd. And we haven't heard the announcement yet, but the Belmont will, that was originally scheduled for June, so that's probably going to get pushed back. The Kentucky Derby will be September 5th. And then we'll kind of keep going from there. So we'll still have a Triple Crown. It'll just be in the fall, so it won't be it won't be as warm, but it'll be it'll still happen, and people can still bet on it. And that's essentially a lot of states are missing the sports betting revenue right now. If you're in a state that has it legalized, it's a huge, huge hit to the economy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of huge hits. In terms of stats, we were talking earlier about how I want to get away from just stats because I think that bores the audience. It was early on okay to do that, but I was reading over the weekend another story about the epidemic that isn't COVID, the deadliest epidemic that we have seen in decades, frankly. The numbers continue to grow. So far this year alone, listen to this, Victoria, 67,000 as of today, 67,367 lives have been lost due to drug abuse overdose deaths. Mm-hmm. 67,367 people just this year alone. Now, what do we have, 90-some-odd thousand from COVID so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
something
the flu,
like that,
the regular flu this year so far has taken 49,000-50,000 somewhere in there. So another, and we always, so is this that bad?
So that's actually a lot higher. I think that we're finding out now that that this virus was spreading around the East Coast and even in the West Coast.
Oh, before?
There, way before. So that's a huge. Normally, the regular, what we call the regular flu, that's like 15,000 to 18,000 on a high season of deaths, and to have it be in the 40s, I think we've got a lot of COVID numbers that were in there mistaken for the regular flu.
Well, Dr. Ken said that in the last 2 or 3 years, over the course of an annualized, if you look at the annualized numbers for the regular flu, it's 90 to 100,000 people die of the flu, regular flu, every year. But it's not that, you're right. The death certificate says pneumonia, or the death certificate says some other complications of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I think you're exactly right when it comes to the virus. I think there's probably, how do you know? It could be twice as many. It could be, who knows? Because they weren't looking at it the same way. Certainly they weren't in January and February with people who died from it. And this thing's been rattling around since last fall. Those damn Chinese were hiding it from October on. And didn't come clean. They haven't still even come clean. When you say coming clean, they haven't come clean with the numbers. And so whether or not...
They never will.
Nah.
It makes them so open to lawsuits and...
Well, they're open to them anyway. Yeah. So anyway, but this business about numbers and stats and stuff, but when you look at overdosing and what it is doing to the young people more than anything else. And there's a certain period, there's a frustration of the suicide thing. We were talking about that earlier as well. How much, this is not fun stuff. But yet the reality is we need to get slapped around a little bit and realize that it's not all a bowl of jelly here. This is something our country has suffered from success. And that's, we have, there's a big gap, the poor and the rich, and then the people in between. And I focus more on the educational opportunities that are lost other than economic opportunities, because I think kids in the middle are being totally unserved by the school systems. We spend $3 million a year for special needs kids. Not that they don't need. I mean, the definition has changed 100 times as to what a special needs person is or a child and what they are supposed to get. One child alone in the system in our community, and people are moving to our community because we have such a good program, however you want to define good. But in one case, there's a youngster in the school system here that costs the taxpayers $300,000 a year to get educated and to be cared for, because the system pretty much cares, takes the child and takes care of the child from morning till night. And so, you know, you look at this stuff, and then the upper end, the people who are gifted, they get a lot of attention. But what about the average B minus, C plus student? What's going on for them? Nothing. Other than they just come to school and they may learn some math and they may learn, you know, English has gone the way of the wind. That we all know. And I don't even know they're learning math, because all I have to do is have a computer and put the numbers in. What do they need to think for? They don't need to think. They don't need to think about anything except, you know, whatever stupid gossipy stuff you can spread about. I mean, to pull an iPad or an iPhone away, if iPhone, especially from students in high school while they're in class, they spend, you mean you can look, go into any, I was talking to a high school teacher. She said the biggest problem she has is getting kids to focus, because they bring the damn iPhone into class and they're supposed to turn it off. Some schools make you leave it in the locker, but kids are always sneaking it in their bags or whatever. So that's what you got to deal with. And it's not some old fogey saying, oh, it wasn't like that when I was a kid. No, it wasn't, because we actually learned something in school when I was a kid. And I think that that's gone the way of the wind way too much of the time. And the amount of money, I'm just looking at the budget here. The state, so far, the state of Massachusetts is in the hole in comparison to tax receipts from the first of the year to this time last year. And this year, the revenues are down $3 billion. So what do you think is going to happen to all these school budgets, to all these special programs, to the highways being fixed, to services being rendered, picking up the rubbish they got, whatever it is? What do you think is going to happen to all that stuff? If you haven't thought about it yet, maybe you ought to start thinking about it. And you can be damn sure your taxes will go up. You'll be, whether it's the real estate tax, the meals tax, but then who's going out to eat? So what are you doing in that department? I mean, you go to the convenience store and look at the prices, the way they've gone up in the convenience store. I mean, you look at anything. I went into the convenience store to get something I needed. Oh, I wanted a bag of peanuts. So you used to be able to get them for $1. Now they're almost $2. Now, that kind of stuff.
Yep, and supply and demand.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go into the convenience store and you still see social distancing, shorter hours, 6 feet apart, 5 customers in the store, no face masks, no service. I'm okay with that. I'm down with that. No, I'm doing that on the farm. We're opening up the farm this weekend, selling eggs and honey and things that were endemic to the farm, back to doing that. And I just, you know what? I'd let you get out of the car. No congregating, though, more than a couple of people together, maybe a family. But if you haven't got a face mask on, I'm going to ask you to leave. I just think whether you can prove or not prove that it does anything, I think it's just good social, it's just thinking. Maybe it's just, you know what it does, if nothing else, Victoria? It keeps you in the mindset of being careful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to do. I don't like giving into this thing any more than the average person.
Sure, no one does. But, you know, the other thing is, yes, it's having respect for other people, in case you may feel fine, but you might be carrying the virus and you don't know. And you could spread it to someone who's vulnerable. So wearing a mask keeps your germs to yourself. And it's just having respect for other people. The other thing is that the mask does, it also keeps a lot of people from touching their face. People don't realize how much they touch their face all day long, yep. And that's proven. That's the number one way that you spread this virus. It's in the air, and then you start touching your face, you're rubbing your eyes, rubbing your nose, putting your fingers in your mouth or whatever. That's how you get the virus. So having a mask on, actually, especially out in public, it's a reminder to yourself to just stop touching your face.
Yeah, I just think we need to do our part. We need to be thinking. See so many selfish people in these bars, no mask, they're all together, 20, 30
and you know
people
the thing
on
is,
beaches.
Yeah. And when those selfish people get sick, then they're the ones who, you know, demand that they get the quality health care that, you know, that they deserve. And they're the ones who go into the hospital, and the doctors and the nurses and the administrators who have been there all along telling people, wear a mask, you know, don't overcrowd the hospitals. And the stupid people who don't wear masks, they end up in the hospital. And that's the, you know, then it's, you took for granted what the frontline workers were doing until it affected you because you were being selfish. Now you are at their disposal, and now you need them to save your life. That's where the full circle moment comes. And it's just, to me, it's just disgusting that people are wandering around and not wearing masks and harassing people who are wearing masks.
Yeah.
These stories are popping up across the
ignoramuses,
country.
Just ignoramuses. That's what they are.
A guy confronted Governor Cuomo while he was out on a walk with his dog because he was wearing a mask and the guy wasn't. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, now there's the business about how state aid goes to school systems, because we're supposed to have, what, 180-some-odd days of school, and they're not any of them getting up to that number. So I do worry
about the educational gap that's happening right now. Yeah. It's going to be so much worse than it ever was.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Well, my daughter and her husband are trying to figure out what to do with Miles. He's supposed to go back to school on the 1st of June. And they're going to talk among all the parents and
will he
the
be
teachers.
In kindergarten? He'll start kindergarten, right?
Pre-kindergarten.
Or is he in kindergarten?
No, he's 5 and a half, so it's kindergarten. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
a big adjustment too.
Yep.
That starts the next chapter of your educational career.
Right.
So
and he's very eager. He loves school. He loves his little friends.
Yeah.
And he's very eager to go back to school. So what's the right thing to do?
Yeah.
That's
is Megan
question.
Concerned about all these Kawasaki cases that are popping up?
Yes, she sure is.
Yeah.
Yep, she is. So what to do and how to do it.
Right.
Something to think about. It's murky. We're in murky land here. 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Something that's not murky is the opportunity you get by going to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, a fellow who's got lots of interesting experiences in his life, lots to say about what to do and how to do it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. Right now, offering to people that are listening to this program using the DJV code at the Radio Listener Specials page, the buy one, get one free offers that are back there. The BOGO for Giza pillows, Giza sheets, the towel set, the duvet covers, the bolster pillows, you name it, pretty much all the pillows and pillowcases, any of them, are on sale now. The BOGO is buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV. Financing available on all orders over $200. Pretty cool. Go to MyPillow.com, the best place to get pillows for the entire home, and they'll help you by financing anything over $200. So let's clean up the house. Let's get going with new sheets, new pillows, you name it. Buy one, get one free. Radio listener special page at MyPillow.com.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At that point, right there in the music, I always get goosebumps. Always, always, always. Crank this up for me. Horns, violins, the power of this music, and its association with one of the most iconic movies of all time, that actually, when it was released, wasn't supposed to be any big deal. Right? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Gone with the Wind. From, was it 39? When was this released?
1939.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dorothy, the director, the same for both of the big movies
Mr.
that you...
Mr. Fleming.
Dorothy,
he did Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz.
Yep. All right, so what's the significance of Gone with the Wind today?
It's an interesting story. This day in TV history, Doug, NBC paid $5 million to air for the rights to air Gone with the Wind one time. Boy, have times changed. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
$5 million for a movie 34 years after the fact.
Well, they had it on because it belonged to Turner, right? It was in the Turner movie Classics. He bought all that stuff when Turner bought all that stuff. All the MGM movies, right? Didn't he do that? And they colorized them, if I remember correctly.
Well, Gone with the Wind was colored. He did. That was a big thing. He bought a bunch of those films and colorized them, and then a lot of people didn't like colorization. The only film I did like colorized is when Remember the Laurel and Hardy movie, March of the Wooden Soldiers? I like that better in colorization than the black. Yeah, I love that film.
But he likes that kind
so
of stuff.
So creepy.
You know that. Right, exactly. Yeah. It is creepy.
Hey, Doug, here's the thing. Remember when I used to come on the air on Monday and talk about box office totals?
Yes, I remember the good old days.
Well, here's the thing. Over the weekend. Over the weekend, the number one movie at the box office was a little horror film called The Wretched. It did $85,000 on 21 drive-in movie theaters around the country.
Wow. The drive-in. This is something. There's a place up in Warwick, New York, that opened up this past weekend. Moviegoers going to the drive-in theater. Who would have thunk it? But now this is becoming a huge focus because you go in your SUV or your pickup truck or whatever it is, and you go into the gravel road. I mean, I'm just remembering what I did as a youngster. They have three screens at the Warwick Drive-In Theater up in Warwick, New York, and the lady that owns them decided she's opening up. They've been in business for 39 years, and everybody can come in, bring their own pizza.
Yeah, but they can't sell concessions, can they?
No, they can't sell anything. But they can put the FM tuner or whatever it is in your car.
Yeah.
And the place was full.
I get that.
Yeah. So this is, if you don't want to rub elbows with strangers, the drive-in theater, which is certainly low tech, is certainly from another era. So when I was a kid, this is coming back around the country. It was a very popular escape hatch. So now we got to have movies because they're showing old movies like CBS. See Mission Impossible last night on CBS? That was Sunday night of the Mayor. Yeah. It was 1996, and it still holds up. You look at how Tom Cruise, how young he looks in the movie. That was the first one of all of them. And the other actors, Ving Rhames, and how he, he's held up. It was kind of fun to look at it and then remember what the twist was, because
we got to get the rating on that. We got to get the rating on that. Talk about that tomorrow.
All right, what else you got for movie news?
There is one here. Big story. Variety's talking about this Chris Nolan $200 million possible massive blockbuster film Tenet, which is scheduled to hit theaters July 17th. According to internal documents, Warner Brothers will need 80% of the theaters around the country open to play it for them to go along with that release date. Now, if that does not hold, Doug, they speculate that every other movie going forward, like Wonder Woman 1984, which is scheduled to come out in August, everything will be pushed ahead to at least December, which is
a
problem for multiplexes. And when they open in August,
They can't do any movies. They can't make TV shows. They can't make movies. So the product being pushed back, if they don't go back to making movies and TV shows, what difference does it make? There's going to be a lot of old bills of fare around. That's for
sure.
There
will be.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I'll see some of that stuff. I love that stuff on the big screen. But it's not a business model, though. It's still, they need the new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely need new stuff. I don't like to watch reruns of anything, frankly. It's really boring. Horrible, in fact. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is here as our Movie Moments maven on Movie Moments here on the DJV show every day at this time.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.